SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House passed the National Defense Authorization Act and sent it to President Biden.
The House made quick work of passing the bill after it got through the Senate late Wednesday following rigorous debate over a number of amendments. The 310 to 118 vote came over the objections of some conservative House members. They opposed the extension of the government's FISA surveillance powers, as well as abortion and some woke gender policies in the military. The $866 billion bill includes a pay hike for the troops and money to deter China and help Ukraine in its war against Russia. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister says it will take months to destroy Hamas, predicting a drawn-out war. The Biden administration has shown unease over Israel's failure to reduce civilian casualties, but the administration continues to offer support for Israel's campaign with weapons and diplomatic backing. The United States says Russia's Vladimir Putin is not backing away from his invasion of Ukraine.
After Putin's year-end news conference, National Security Advisor John Kirby said it's clear that the Russian leader is doubling down on his goal of conquering Ukraine.
Mr. Putin said today that his aggression in Ukraine will not end, and there will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote. We all know what that means.
Kirby chastised the Republican-led House for leaving for the holidays without passing more military aid for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher in Virginia scheduled to be sentenced for felony child neglect. Today's court hearing comes nearly a year after the woman's son used her handgun to critically wound the teacher, Abby Swerner. Prosecutors are recommending 6 months behind bars. World Bank forecasting China's economy will slow next year. This is SRN News. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
Dr. Mohler cautions that Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate Christian kids who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Dr. Mohler made his comments to townhall.com. This is SRN News. A Navy officer jailed in Japan after a deadly car crash is returning to the U.S., according to his family. Latest on the story from correspondent Rita Foley.
Lieutenant Ridge Alconis had been serving 3 years in prison in Japan after pleading guilty in the negligent driving deaths of two Japanese citizens in 2021. His family says it was an accident. He lost consciousness behind the wheel, but Japanese prosecutors say he fell asleep. His family rallied outside the White House to call for his release from prison, and his wife, Brittany, met with President Biden, who raised the case during a meeting in May with the Japanese Prime Minister. What's still unclear at the moment is whether Lieutenant Alconis might have to spend additional time behind bars here in the U.S. under the terms of his transfer from Japan. I'm Rita Foley.
You can always check out more details by logging on to SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.